We just thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I this Tuesday afternoon. God bless you. And I believe the Lord's going to use Brother Freedom. There's a message about to come out, so I wanted to get the recording going. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We thank you for the mighty anointing on Brother Freedom in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you'll bring out the message that's on the heart of the Holy Ghost. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, I don't want all of you out there thinking I'm anything special, but God does work through His servants, the prophets. Lord says, I've given it to me today. I don't feel worthy, but that's where God put me, so I have to realize it's from Him. And the old prophets of old, most of them, I had to live what they spoke. And that's what I'm ending up doing now. You know, if I have troubles or something, I've got to deal with it, and it's got to be spoken out, so someone gets touched. I'm just going to pray this shortly, and I'm going to read something here, and then we're going to let the Lord just sort of lead us along. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day, for surely this is your day. Help my speaking that it might be able to be heard. Help that it might be exactly precise in every word, every syllable, every comma, every period, every T's crossed, everything's done as you would have it done as unto you. Father, because you're worthy of all perfection. And I'm just a nothing. But I pray that you put your spirit upon me. Help me this day that I might be endeavored by your power to do thy will, O Lord. Help me, guide me, and direct me. In Jesus' name, amen. In Haggai, I'm going to read this verse. And in the first chapter of Haggai, it says one thing, the same thing over a couple times. Consider your ways. Look down again. Consider your ways. And I think everybody in the world today, Christians, you claim to be Christian, for whoever you are, we need to consider our ways. It's just not a coincidence that we're this way. God has ordained us. He's ordered our steps that we might arrive in heaven on time, doing His will, brought into perfection, brought into His holiness, walking justified by faith, that we might have an offering to give to Him in that day that's worthy of our Lord. A lot of people are not going to have no offering at that time. And we need to have an offering, a praise. And Lord, I thank you how you brought me through, and I praise you. It's the world will not be here, but I'm going to tell you this day, Lord, that's a machine. It's the glory of God. Haggai was one of the old prophets. In the second chapter, it says, consider now this day and upward. It gives a number of years. We're to consider. Every day that goes by was just not a day, but every day is hallowed by our Heavenly Father. And when you receive Jesus as your personal Savior, it was your responsibility to reach up and get you where you can reach to get God. See, God puts a little bit on our shoulders too. He makes it available, but we got to keep reaching out. And obedience is better than sacrifice. I remember that this obedience is better than sacrifice. Now this last week, my son had got the position of a Christian school of being the girls' baseball coach. So he asked me if I wanted to come, and I said I'd try. So I brought a friend of mine that I've known probably longer than anybody around this country. It's about 1942, I think it was. And I haven't seen him for many years, but here we got together here in this last year or so, and I asked him if he wanted to come to this baseball game. And we grow up there, and my leg's been bad, so I try not to walk any farther than I have to, so I'm giving excuses, but anyway, I find myself trying to get as close as I can where I don't have to walk a long distance. Well, when we got out of the car, this brother says, you think it's safe? You leave your car here? And it should have dawned on me, but it didn't sort of affect me. Here I've been talking to him all this way about the Lord. And we really wasn't that big. But I'm going to tell you what the Lord showed me pretty soon. So I didn't think too much more about it. The game was played, and someone come up and says, oh, did you see your car? And I said, what about my car? Well, they said, one of those balls hit your windshield and broke it. It wasn't lucky. It was the will of God. It hit the right side, it hit the left side, I'd have had to got a tow truck and have to take them back home. But the way it was, I could drive on and be careful. Tomorrow I'm going to get a new windshield in, Lord willing. The Bible says, he that knoweth do right and doeth not, to him is sin. I knew in my heart that car needed not to be parked where it's parked, because that's God's car. It pulls me around and it goes with me, and I should treat it as such. I shouldn't do nothing for it that's going to give me troubles later on. And our steps are so ordered by the Lord that we should remind ourselves all the time that we're living in a world, and you say, well, God before us, but we have connection just like that. It was my responsibility to not park where we park. But I'm just saying, up to today, I've been very convicted. I don't know whether you know what that means out there, but I mean, I felt that I had missed the will of God a little bit. The windshield wasn't that big a deal, but it's just, I didn't want to miss one thing about the will of God. You thought, well, that's no big thing. Yes, it is. If I miss the will of God there, I'm going to miss the will of God someplace else. See, if you miss a little bit here, when you get off here a little way, it's farther from getting off, viewing far and farther off all the time. So we got to keep on track every moment. And I allowed myself to get a little off track. And I'm going to tell you what the Lord shared with me, and it'll help you. What did I talk about? Well, I was talking, he and I, about the Lord. It wasn't about anything else but chit-chat. And we left this loud, so our minds was cluttered up with this. We do sometimes, but really that's, the Lord was just showing us that that's exactly where the church is. Exactly. What they do, they get out here and they're not in the Spirit. They're not directed by God. And so they're just talking a little something. So then whenever a ball comes their way, breaks their windshield, well, they just give another broken windshield, and they're just out of it for a while. And pretty soon you get another windshield in. And I'm just using the windshield as part of it, because it could be anything else. But that's why we need to draw directed by the Spirit. See, all that time, it was probably close to an hour we drove, but I should have put a little more effort to be led of the Spirit. Either that or let him do the talking and I'd listen. Because sometimes you need to listen. Anyway, I felt like I missed. But the Lord this morning is a wonderful word that he has. You know, God can just text you so much with his word that I've forgotten about this even in the Bible. I've forgotten that how God can speak to me by his word. Hallelujah. It just touched me so much. He started speaking this and just literally touched me. And I'm going to take it and I'll sort of talk, let you know where I'm coming from, because I've never liked to brag. I've never liked to do all those things because I'm nothing. But the Lord told me to share this, so I'm going to do it. And he says, it's Isaiah, the 41st chapter, starting with the 9th verse. Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee. I mean, so help me. I haven't looked at this Bible. My brother didn't tell you it was in my house. I haven't even looked at it. And I opened up right to it. For I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. The Lord was reading my heart, because I thought I'd really, you know, this window's, you know, I thought, what if he'd come and I'd miss it that way? So the Lord knew that I was very affected by this little broken window. And I was, because we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful. And I didn't think I was very fruitful. I thought I'd missed the mark. And see, missing the mark is sin. The Lord was giving me another scripture. I don't know whether I can find it. But there's some Israelites talking about God, and they said this deed, they say, well, it's not for sin, but yet it's not for good. The Lord said, well, what I did there, that was what it was. What I was talking about wasn't for good, it wasn't sin. But when you fail God, then it becomes sin. You see, out there today, you need the anointing of God the same as Brother Freeman is. And I don't think I have to be any higher. We're going together, I can just share with you. We all need to get our mark on the Lord. And he should speak this about it, not ourselves. He, he should tell him the same thing that he's telling me. Next verse. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am my God. What? Test me. I've heard, remember that scripture a long time. It was for me. I will strengthen thee. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. That's God speaking to my heart. I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that increase against thee shall be ashamed and be confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and not find them. That means you won't going to find your trouble no more. With the right hand of thee, fear not, for I am with thee. God wants to help us. Then this other scripture he gave me, and after those days, said the Lord, I will put my law in my inward part and write them in their heart, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Glory to God. God literally wants to be our God. He wants to help us every moment of the way. He says, God took me all in the Old Testament this morning. I forgot how wonderful this Old Testament is when it's for you. That word just got a hold of me. In Hosea, the 12th chapter, now I've been preaching this, but the Lord gave it to me this morning, and I've been on the right path because therefore, turn now to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on the Lord continually. Continually. It's a continuous, every day, every moment. You gotta keep your momentum continually on God. You can't disconnect, or you can't couple up because it's spinning too fast, and you can't catch it. You've got to catch it as the momentum is the same. When you put a shift gears on a truck and you let your clutch out, when you shift, the next gears you get to, it adjusts to the drop of the engine, it slides right straight in. But if you wait and miss, that's how trucks used to run away. You couldn't shift them down because you couldn't get the engine up to catch it. And that's the way we are today. Our momentum has to be kept and tuned from heaven. Nahum is a very, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them, he knows them that trust in him. You know, it says the Lord is slow to anger, great in power, and will not acquit the wicked. The Lord had his way in the whirlwind, in the way, in the dust, the storm. God has his way in all those things. If he can do that, he can sure have his way in our lives. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows those that love him. You know, that's knowing that personal direction. I can't, how that affected me when the Lord let me, that scripture there in the 41st chapter of Isaiah, when he told it. I just felt like I was almost lost. But it wasn't a second. The Lord let me know everything was okay. They let me know that what I went through was what the church has been. Talking about something that really don't touch God at all. You say our voice, yes, God wants to be in what we speak. He wants to be in what we do. He wants, because when you come back, it's his church. It's his eternity. You say, it's what's going to be mine too. No, you have to come up to God's standards to make eternity. I believe that. I believe that God says we're to consider our ways. And the Bible says if our ways don't please the Lord, but a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies become peace. Consider your ways. Thus said the Lord, consider your ways. It's very proper to consider where we are with the Lord. Did you know in the Bible it talks about the cars? It talks about vehicles? It talks about, and if it can talk about vehicles like that, it can sure talk about everything else. Because in those days, there was no way you could describe a car like you can hear now. It says the name, the second chapter, the first, fourth verse, the chariots shall rage in the streets. Now that's happening. Rage in the street. They shall jostle one against another in the Broadway. There's wrecks, proving the accidents, but they shall seem like torches. You see that? It would be just a little bit of flame, but they shall run like lightnings. Now that really lets you know that God really knows these things. It says their violent men are in scarlet. The chariot shall be with flaming torches in the day of the preparation and the fir trees and shall be shaken. Have you ever seen how the forests are being shaken? All the woods been cut down? They send wood from the United States to Japan, and they tell me that before it gets across the ocean, it's already in lumber, and on the way back, it's made into some of the thing that we buy, or that's the fir trees and the trees have been used for making all kinds of things. And you know, the harbors are full of things running to and fro. And then Daniel prophesies there's going to be great learning and things going around to and fro. Those ships, I see the picture one the other night, and it looked like the ships are so big. I mean, they're bigger than I've ever seen. They're just big. They just look like a big city coming out or floating on the ocean. And those things are full of containers. I forget how many train loads of containers they have on one ship. It's tremendous. And you know how big a train is? It's pretty big. But the train don't even look like a speck. Those big ships. Those containers are humongous. They're beyond description. Yet it's mind-boggling. Yet these men of old seeing these things through the Spirit. I want to bring out the Spirit of God. It was the source that was directing them. See, the Spirit of God never lies. He's always on time. He's always in order. He's perfect because he's part of God. And he's here to help us in this last hour that we must straighten our lives out and to reassemble and consider where we are that we might make heaven our home. Wouldn't it be terrible if we missed heaven? It'd be terrible. It'd be worse than shipwreck. Well, Jonah, you know, there's one thing that happened to Jonah, the first chapter of Jonah after the fifth verse, I think it is. He goes and gets to the bottom of the ship and goes to sleep. And that's where a lot of us are. I felt like I went to sleep when I did what I did the other day in that windshield. Because I felt like I was sleeping. I'd been off a guard. I'd forgotten about something I've been more, I wasn't sensitive to the Lord as much as should be. And I was all sleeping. Then Jonah, so he's down to the mariners and the wind comes up. Jonah's supposed to go to Nineveh. He don't go there. He goes out and he flees from the Lord. So these mariners, they come to him and says, well, we don't want to be guilty of kicking you off for a ship, but we're all going to sink. And pretty soon, Jonah tells the dogs, just go ahead and throw me off. And that's okay. And they said they rowed that much harder. But pretty soon, they find a dead-end way, and they got to get rid of him because he's the problem. So they kick him off, and the ship gets calm. See, he just goes back to normal. But Jonah finds himself way, way down like we all get. We all make mistakes. We have made them. We're truthful. But see, that's what God's plan's about. We've messed up many times, but he says, boys, girls, it's about time to straighten up. Consider your ways. You went along enough playing around and dilly-dallying around. It's time to mean business what you're doing. It's consider your ways. Hope you get that in your heartbeat. Consider your ways. If we consider it, we're going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to believe what God's plan was from the beginning. It wasn't something light, like that windshield. It should have been more to me. You just don't become saved as just doing something. You're realizing what you're doing. And when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're concerned that you're going to be in heaven. And you might say, well, that's not my plans. And, well, it's going to be. Bible says it's appointed unto man once died, then comes the judgment. Yesterday I read the whole book of Hebrews through a couple times, and it's what it said, that it's appointed unto man once died, then comes the judgment. So that's everybody. Boys, girls, 1-year-olds, 10-year-olds, we all come to that place one time. The Lord's going to have a promotion day coming. We need to keep in our heart that He's coming. And we don't know exactly when it's going to be, but we know approximately. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We need to be ready for that day. And I challenge this day, church, be ready. Seek God. Call upon Him. He wants to help you. He wants to save you. He wants to keep you. He wants to promote you. And the blessing of the Lord make it rich. He has no sorrow with you. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. God's here this day to help you. Jesus paid in full that you might have the proper credentials. But no man can be saved unless he believes on the name of Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. But you can know Him today, wherever you are. God won't save you unless you accept His Son, Jesus. You accept Jesus as your Savior, then you get in alignment with God, and God puts your old sins in a sea of forgetfulness, never remember no more. He makes you a new creation in Christ Jesus, available for the kingdom to come. And I believe this is the tail end part of people getting saved, and now is the time to call upon the Lord, because He's coming soon. And I pray that God will give you strength, help you, ordain you, and come in your life in such a special way, you'll have the joy of the Lord, will be your strength, you'll walk in victory, you'll walk in His pardon, and you'll never be sorry, you'll be ready for heaven. And you'll grow to heaven. And if you just one day in the Lord, you'll be make it. Those that make it, that's just one thing about it. We gotta keep saved, all of us. I believe that after we come saved, we can't just take for granted that everything's hunky-dory while we, some things that we can help us. I don't know what God's gonna do, but I do believe that we have to try a little harder anyway. I hope He's merciful. He may be merciful to everything, but I'm not sure about that. So I want to make myself ready. I want to feel the power of God. And something when you feel His power, it's so special. Because He puts that approval in your life that all's okay. And there's nothing that takes that reward like it had. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. He is that strength, and I need that strength every day. I need that vitality of God's Spirit upon my life every day, and ordained in my life, in my heart, that I can walk in victory. I pray that God will bless you this day. You need to ask the Lord to come in your heart. If you don't know Him, ask Jesus to come in your heart, and you accept Him as your personal Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, where you are, if you're finding yourself by yourself, just confessing, Lord, I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. I want Him to come to my heart. And God says He'll do it. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and now with confession, man is made into salvation. If you confess Him as your Lord and Savior, God will save you. And I believe this day He'll help you. He'll strengthen you. And those out there that have made this, and you feel like you failed the Lord, God will forgive you. His forgiveness is from now on to the day that I believe that He comes to the clouds of glory. But we gotta ask Him. We just don't do nothing. Say, Lord, I want a better time, Lord. I want to do Your will, Lord. I want to consider Your ways. Consider where you've been. Bless all of you this day. I'm convinced that God will bless you in a mighty way. You are the hope. The Lord is the hope. But we're the ones that God's hoping for. He don't want to send any of us to hell. He wants to save us. And here today, we want to see you saved too. And we all pray for each other. We're going to make it. We're going to be ready to see God, because I believe He's coming soon. And He's going to have an awesome power. And there's going to be a wonderful package for the child of God. And it's been written, I have not seen, neither heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them that love God. God's got a wonderful love offering for His people. He's going to bless you in a mighty way. I pray that God will bless you, enrich you, encourage you, in Jesus' loving name. Amen. God bless you forever. Will He bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless. Pray for this service. Amen.
Thank You, Lord, for letting this message go into our heart, that we need to please You, Father. because you have some real regulations, and we want to live under your rule. We want to be a blessing to you, Father, because we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.